Ryan Jimbro here, and welcome to day 10, double digits. Nice job. So today we're going to continue the work in your mind gym. And one of the things you're going to want to do is to change how you feel about certain things based on where they are. Sometimes we take probably somewhat of an isolated incident, something that happened in our past, and we blow it way out of proportion. We make it so close and so prevalent, and it really colors and influences and impacts so much of our lives. Yet if we pull back and pan back, we actually see it's a very small part of our life and a very small part of our character. And so some people make it a life sentence versus a lesson. And then other things, whether they're compliments or encouragements, we kind of put off in the distance. And so your ability to influence your life and create the life you want has a lot to do with how close you can bring things in that are positive and how far away you can make other things that might be useful to remember in a very limited way. So remember the lesson, but you don't have to remember everything else that went with it or blow it way out of proportion. Okay, so today is all about near and far and perfect vision. We're going to take two cleansing breaths on the count of three, in through the nose and out through the mouth. And then you're going to breathe fully and deeply at your own pace, like you've learned, in and out through your nose. Okay? So we'll start on three. One, two, three. Deep breath in. And let it go. Good. Another deep breath in. And let it go. All right, then breathe in. Really relax that belly, feel it expand in all directions. And exhale at your own pace, relaxing down. And as you inhale, you can imagine a balloon filling up and floating up. Higher and higher, lighter, lighter. The moment it's time to exhale, you release, let go, drift on down, deeper and deeper. And have that balloon relax completely on the ground, then breathe in. Floating higher, higher. And then exhale. Releasing, relaxing, drifting down further and further. And relaxing completely on the ground. And keep going your own pace. Breathe in. As you breathe in and out, you can think of a balloon just floating up and then floating gently down, going deeper. The balloon can rest comfortably and completely on the ground and then rise up as you inhale. When you inspire, you feel lighter, floating, higher, higher. Good, keep that up. And you may find you can relax very quickly, that you can go into a different state very quickly. And keep breathing deeply, fully, at your own depth and your own pace. And as you listen to my voice, you can relax even further. You may have perfect vision. I don't. I got glasses when I was in sixth grade. My mother used to tell me not to squint. It would cause creases in my forehead, and I didn't listen, and it did. So I had glasses, because I couldn't see far away very well. I could see close up, things that were near very well. Now, not so much. Not so much. But I went to the optometrist, and he put glasses on, these kind of contraption. I don't know if you've ever done that. And they flick different things, and they say better or worse. Better or worse. Better or worse. They don't say clearer or less clear. They say better or worse. And it's interesting that they say better or worse. You can make things better or worse. You can make things better than they were or worse than they were. We all have memories. And we remember certain things. And you can make things worse than they really were because you bring things close that actually should be far away. I don't know if you remember Sesame Street characters, and they'd have a Muppet and it would like pump, 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 get right in the screen and say near, and then run back, pump, 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 far, and then run forward, near. And they keep doing that so you understood what near and far meant, because as kids, you had to learn what near and far means. As adults, sometimes we confuse something that should be far, we make near, and something that should be near, we make far. And as you continue to breathe fully and deeply at your own pace, I want you to think of something that is present for you in a negative way. Something you think about, a memory, a trigger, that if you were to pan back, you would actually say, that should be far. It's not that big a deal. I'm making it way bigger of a deal than it needs to be or should be or was in my life. And I want you to bring that close. And I want you to feel it. Feel how it feels. Maybe you have a tightening in your chest or a sound or an image or feeling. Maybe your breath shifted just slightly. Or maybe a tension somewhere. Now I want you to make that far. Far as you can go. Far as you can go. You can still see it. You can barely make it out, but you can still see it. Now how does that feel to make it far? Far away. Good. Now try changing the color. So if it was just regular color, like lifelike, make it different. Make it all pink or all blue or all purple or black and white, or change it in some way how it looks. Good. Now move it. Maybe it was center. Try moving it around. Move it somewhere else. How does that feel when you move it around? Now add music. How does that shift things for you? If there was a temperature associated, do you want to make it hotter? Boiling hot? Do you want to make it warm? Do you want to make it neutral? Like sometimes you walk outside, it doesn't feel like anything at all. And then, or is it cool or is it cold? All right. Now I want you to think of something else. Maybe it's a card someone wrote you, or a note or a text or an email or a heartfelt, sincere connection. Maybe it was in person, maybe it was on the phone, but they told you something. Maybe it was a picture someone drew for you or a gift someone gave you. And I want you to bring that close. I want you to bring that close, 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 close. Maybe even inside. Whatever that means for you. Maybe bring it close. Maybe even bring it inside. And really feel that. And you may take a deep breath in, like you do at a beach. When you're overlooking that water and you just put your head up and breathe in deeply. Or maybe you have another way of responding. Make it better. Better or worse. Better or worse. Better or worse. Create perfect vision. Those things that you want to be near, you want to be nearsighted, and maybe even bring them inside, like X-ray vision. You want perfect vision. That's it. Bring it in. Bring it in. And there's certain things you want far, far away. So you want this in a land far, far away. And when I don't wear my glasses, there are certain things I can't see far away. Be like, see that bird out there? And I'm squinting. No? Yeah, it's right there. No, I can't. Yeah, look. It's like, it's not a thing. It's like, not like I'm not trying. I can't see it. Well, put your glasses on. Okay. Oh, yeah. Now I see it. There's some things you don't really want to see, you don't need to see anymore. What are those things for you? And how can you make them far, far away when you want to? And how can you bring those things near, closer? What a great skill. What a great skill, near and far. Sesame Street Muppets had it right, near.
Far.
Near and far. So what do you want near to you? How can you make a habit of bringing those things near to you that give you intense joy and deep sense of gratitude and love and connection and security and warmth and happiness? You're making those pictures in your mind. So your reps, your exercise today is near and far. Now let's go again, another rep. So bring it in. What are you going to do? Bring something in that's near that you want to think about. Maybe you're starting a new business, or maybe you're doing something for the first time. There are people who are supportive. Or you can imagine people are supportive. There probably is. There's probably one or two people anyway. And so focus on them. Like if you've ever done public speaking and you have those people that'll nod and they're really supportive of you, that's who you focus on, not that guy who's crosses arms and just scowling. Don't look at that person. Why would you? Focus on those persons who are nodding their heads, smiling, encouraging you, right? Both are true. Which one do you want to focus on? I can tell you, doing a lot of speaking, focus on the person that's encouraging you. All right, so I want you to think about something, again, that you want to make far. Maybe something that kind of pops up, maybe when you're tired or when you're struggling, you have too much on your plate, you feel maybe a little bit in demand or oversubscribed, and you have a pattern, you've learned a pattern of thinking. So get that in your mind. All right, this is your dumbbell, so to speak, or your sandbag. Now, once you bring it closer, make it more real. We're going to heighten it, heighten the sensations for you so you know what it feels like. Where do you feel it? Do you say anything to yourself? Do you hear anything? Where's the energy you want to go? Is it a victim? Is it a lashing out? Is it, here we go again, you just take it? Do you get whiny? What is it? What's your pattern? No judgment, just what's your pattern? Intensify it now. Intensify it, turn it up. So when it happens, you know, I'm going into my pattern. Cool, it's just a pattern. You just learned it, that's all. When you learn to say, please, you learn to say thank you. You were taught that. If you learned a different language, you would say merci or another word, kamsahamnida, or whatever. You would learn another word. So it's just a pattern. You learned it. Good. Now intensify it even more. Good. Now all the way back. Make it far. Good. That's it. Push it back all the way back. Like a cheerleader, push him back, way back, push it all the way back. You can barely see it. It's this tiny little image, tiny, good. Make it far, like the Muppets. You can see, I don't know, Elmo's back there maybe, or Grover. Far, you can barely see him. Far, even farther. You can see him back there, good. Good. Now take what you did before, move it around, move it to a different place. If it's center for you, move it. What lessens that intensity even more? Even less. It's even weaker now. Better or worse. Make it feel better. You don't want it to feel worse. Make it feel better. You want perfect vision. Make it feel better. Feel better. That's it. Now add a color, change the colors, make it black and white, move it. To your mind, what are you going to do? Move it around, make the colors different. Good. Now play some music or sing or say something to yourself. That's it. Make it better. Better or worse. Make it better. Good. Now, do you want to keep it? Do you want to have it to be a tiny little speck? There may be value in retaining that. A speck. Maybe value in retaining that. because you want to retain it, not because it overtakes you. You want to retain it. It reminds you as a speck, or you don't at all. You can make it disappear. Good. Okay, now I want you to think about something encouraging to you, supportive, something someone says or people said, or that look, whatever it is. Could be a note, a text, a gift, a hug, an embrace, anything, kiss, whatever makes you feel good. I want you to think about that. And I want you to bring it near. Bring it near. Good. Right up close. Right up close. That's it. That's it. Get that in your mind. And now replay that. Something someone said, what they wrote, hear their voice, maybe even the scent they have. Good. Now feel it. Bring it even closer. Make it better. Make it better. Do you want to bring it in? Do you bring it into your head? Bring it into your heart? Bring it into your gut? Where do you want to bring that in? You don't have to. But if you want to, where do you want to bring it in? And if so, bring it in now. Notice how it shifts for you. What shifts? Good. Good. And continue to breathe fully and deeply. And feel good about the training you just did in your mind gym. It's your mind gym, right? We started out calling it the mind gym, but it's really your mind gym. And you build it over time and you get stronger and stronger because you use certain exercises. Near and far is a tremendously powerful exercise for you. And today, I want you to go through your day and anything that bothers you, use that far exercise. Put it farther away. There may be value there, but it may be more useful a little bit further or a lot farther away. And things that bring you joy and pleasure and fulfillment or even soothing, bring those closer, nearer, near, and make it better. Better or worse, better or worse. So you have perfect vision today. Perfect vision. Make it better. Make it better. Beautiful. All right, we're going to do two perfect vision breaths in and out on the count of three. One, two, three. Deep breath in. And let it go. Good. Another deep breath in. And let it go. Great job today. Great job on creating your perfect vision. Day 10 is in the books. See you back here tomorrow for day 11 at the Mind Gym.